Mets and the Rockies at Coors Field. This one did not start well for Terry Collins' troops, but they're on the comeback trail, top five, trailing 5-2. Ahmed Rosario at the plate.
And Rosario bangs one down to third. Arenado can't get it. It's down the line. A fair ball. Granderson will come around and score. Fan interference, double or triple. They may let him stay at third, and they will.
Mets making a nice little comeback effort here tonight against Tyler Chatwood. 3-2 to Cespedes coming. Swinging, belts it down the left field line, heading for the corner. Fair ball. Skips up against the wall. This is a tie ball game. Cabrera in to tie it up at 5.
Mets are set up to take the lead.
And Curtis gets it in the air to right center. It's deep. Back goes Blackman near the wall. It's out of here! Curtis Granderson with a three-run homer gives the Mets the lead.
What did I tell you, Gary?
It sounds greedy, if not goofy, to say you got to keep adding runs, you got to keep piling on when you're in the sixth inning. Pitch is stroke to left field, heading right down the line off the bat of Cabrera. This ball sinking fair, right inside the chalk line, bounces out of play. The Mets will get one run out of that. They do tack on another run. It is 10-5.
The Mets come back from 5-0 down, putting up 10 unanswered runs as they take it 10-5. Tyler Chatwood has dropped 5 straight starts with a 9.28 ERA in that span. The Mets bullpen turns in 6 innings of scoreless relief to nail down the win.
I got to tell you, you never out of the game here. And that's why, you know, like I told AJ when the game was over, to me that's a save here. In this part, 5-run lead, I don't care what anybody says, you know, they get two guys get on, and, you know, a lot of things can happen. So, you know, when you're down 5, you just think, hey, look, just peck our way back. And they did a great job of, you know, taking what they could get, got some hits and some big homers by Grandy and Jay, and we got back in it.
What can you say about the performance of your bullpen tonight?
Well, they did a great job. They did a great job. Chase came in and gave us 2 huge innings that we really, really needed. So, you know, so again, this is a tough place to pitch, and you know, our bullpens they've had their, you know, some tough times, but this was a big game for them.
Did you think of flexing? Did he look more? Stuff looked a little more. He looked more at ease. Or
yeah, he did early in the game. Third inning went out, and I guess the blister was forming really in the second inning. The third inning, Dan came in and told me he had, you know, right when we were getting ready to take him out, he said he's got a blister that might be bothering him. So, again, 5 runs in this park, you know, and you saw Chatwood, same thing. It's just, that's kind of a normal outing anymore here. So, but the blister was an issue, so we took him out.
Were we Chase effective in those 2 innings?
Well, I'll tell you one thing he did, he pitched up, you know. Thought he used his fastball effectively. I thought he threw some four-seam fastballs up in the zone to keep him off, the sinker. I thought he pitched very well. I thought he got mixed in his slider effectively. And it's tough to pitch here, and he did a nice job. He gets 2 innings we needed.
Terry, you got a look at Rosario's wheels tonight. What'd you think?
I mean, you, Mike. You were 18. He can run. The triple was something. He came around second base and he was flying. Matter of fact, I wasn't sure he wasn't going to keep on coming. So.
Tyler retired the first night on there. What happened during the second at
Mass? Well, I don't know. He's, you know, we saw him in New York. Obviously, he had the health issue, and you know, he's got such good stuff. He's really pitched well against us, especially in here. So, you know, I'm not sure what happened. You know, his first start back. Like everybody else, you know, you kind of lose the feel for it after an X amount of pitches. And as everybody said, this is it. You know, it's a tough place to pitch. And but he's a good pitcher. And after the first 3 innings, I said, oh, this is going to be one of those nights where, you know, he's going to mow us down. And we just hung in there and got some pitches to hit.
Rafael Montero battles Herman Marquez on Thursday.